Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Out of the big city of Hotlanta,
jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926, yo. I went to the Bahamas this weekend. The Bahamas. Listen, got an invite at the last minute. It was like, why not? Man, it's nothing like being surrounded by water. Straight serenity.
Yeah.
Listen, you can't pay for it. It's the kind of peace that everybody needs in their life. Listen, go find a cheap Bahama trip. Listen, I'm not going, they're not paying us right now, so I'm not going to promote no specific cruise line. But Google something and find yourself a nice little cruise. Tonight we're talking about Sandra Bland. Death by hanging out there in Texas. Suicide is what they say, but other people are thinking contrary. We're talking about it tonight. Suicide or murder. Sandra Bland. This story, yeah, we know. It's old. We've been off the damn air, though, and we want to talk about it, okay? Before we go any further, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time. What's going on? What's going on?
What it do? I heard you kick in, so figured, you know, what up?
Hey. What it do?
Hot chocolate, itty bitty plant city. What's popping?
Hey, representing Tampa Bay, now that you are all the way in the A, what's going on, everybody?
All the way in the A. The DMV yep. brings that dude, Save James. What's cracking, my dude?
What up, B? I'm beat over here, son. Today was leg day after like a 3-week layoff.
Like
my legs is noodles right now, B.
Noodles.
Noodles, kid.
Are you drinking your ice house? What is it called?
Nah, son, I even had NG to stop past the store to get one.
Oh. Yo, they must really be noodles then.
Word, son. Joint bust my ass today, kid. I got back in there. Hard body. It's gonna hurt.
Yeah, I think it happens as you get older. Pause.
Shut up. Nah, it's a 3-week layoff, B.
Hey.
Yo, I'm taking that Deer Antler Velvet 2 right now, man.
Ooh, what?
About to
the
get
what?
Ready. Yeah. Some shit called Deer Antler Velvet. Look it up. It's like some cure-all type joint that, you know, helps you recover
Deer
faster.
Aqua Velvet? Who? What?
Deer Antler Velvet. Deer Antler Velvet.
Ooh. Deer Antler, like antlers of
the
deer.
Like the antlers on a deer, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Deer Antler Velvet.
That's what The Rock had to use to gain that 30 pounds of muscle for the Hercules role he played.
Oh.
So you're telling me y'all got to kill deer to feel better?
No, the deers aren't harmed.
So Bambi's daddy had to die for you to get muscles.
The deers
right.
aren't harmed in the process. Educate yourself.
So they say.
Look it up.
Humans. That's all the humans say.
I'm going to ask about it.
Google it. Google it during the next break.
Sure.
Fine. We're not here to talk about antler balls.
We're here
to talk about...
only thing missing balls around here.
Hey, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. Leave my puppy
G-Man.
Out of this.
Look, good old G-Man.
Leave my puppy out of this.
What's going on, everybody?
Ego on swole, money obese, Bentley on spur, girls on me. Them boys what it is, I'm what it's gonna be. You staring at the future, ESP. The space star's deep, so the tab gonna be high. Bottles on deck, make your baby say ah. Standing on your couches, screaming we up in this gold for the night is I ain't trying to remember. Stumbling my sentences, telling tricks they haven't seen. From the look I estimate, I'll prove you definite. Miles make the best of it. Bring your friend too. And y'all can share this deep. Cause that's what friends do. Alcohol sparkles all the time. You ain't shining in the club cause your table next to mine. And it's the type of attitude that get them all the time. Cause they all love a young getting in shine.
Yeah, I can make you.
I can make you fall in love with me.
Feeling all nice, and I won't remember you in the morning.
Shawty, you could be the one I can't tell with all of these girlies on me. I'm so turned up, shirt off, showing off tattoos. Every single last one they want to read. Now that's my call.
Popping bottles in the club, club.
That's my call.
Making models fall in love.
That's my call. And the party don't stop. I spend this money, grab some juices, and I'm out. Cause take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me. We don't do the ball, VIP escort, we don't hear y'all. Say it with your chest small, supposed to be hard. What you need a vest for? Nigga, this head, tear your motherfucking chest off. Why every hatin' ass nigga always gotta make it something? And this shit be over nothing, swear you motherfucker something. So I come with the assumption, reason you huffin' and puffin'. Cause the chick that you be lovin' be on my dick and she cuffin'. She should give me $20, give me $20. Can't see I'm the truth or just your motherfucking eyelids. Excuse me, little nigga, but this section here private. Now take your fly ass out my muff cockpit. Only room for space stars and couple bad. And we ain't got no time for a bunch of mad. Man, just give up your female. Save me all the details. You ain't trying to lose, nigga. You ain't act
like
she feel. Girlies on me. I'm so turned up, shirt off, showing off tattoos. Every single last one they want to read. Bring her, that's my call.
Popping bottles in the club, club.
That's my call.
Making models fall in love.
That's my call. And the party don't stop. I spend this money, grab some juices, and I'm out. Cause take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me.
For our fame, the fame way. Copyright to them over there hating. They mad cause one coin leads to one coin, and then that coin leads to another coin. Next thing you know, we all coin in this. Face off.
Brothers Keeper presents its first annual Men's Empowerment Conference. Mentorship opens the door to the future. Each one teach one. Join us October the 10th at Clearwater Beach Marriott Suites on Sand Key. There will be a panel of guest speakers from all walks of life that are winning and want to share proven strategies to help you. Register now at keepersinternational.org. Expanding Territory Men's Conference. Log on today, keepersinternational.org.
9:13 p.m. here in Tampa Bay, 6:13 p.m. out there in California. Welcome back to the show. You're here with the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, and the General. And our topic tonight is Sandra Bland. We're delving a little bit back into it, and we know it's been out of the news and off of the radar for a while, but we didn't have our chance to weigh in on it. So we want to welcome you to do the same. 917-889-3926 is the number to share your input, your opinion, what you think was the real story based on anything that you've heard, anything that you've researched. And we were talking a little bit on offline before the show about some different things that we'd found in our research. And Terrence, you were going to share something with me right before the show started as far as some different perspectives that you...
Yeah, it's interesting. When I really started to drill down on the story, when we decided we wanted to make this a topic, her background, you know, so Sandra Annette Bland, one was born February the 7th, 1987. So she was young. She was fairly young. You know, she was from Naperville, Illinois, which is right outside Chicago. She was one of five sisters. And I'm thinking, you know, she was no different than yourself, CeeLo, yourself, Hot Chocolate. You know, I got three sisters, you know, three brothers. And I could relate. She seemed so ordinary. And for this to happen to her, based on what we knew or what we know or what we think we know, it's interesting. But this is what I found shocking, I got to say, shocking. And so we have to be careful not to think we know just because she's black. You know, we want to automatically just side with her because she's black. So this is what I believe in life. I believe everything is like cause and effect. Some things can be prevented. You know, it's like sometimes we act before we think. Mm-hmm. Most people really act before they think. They think about it. They do it, and then they think about it after the fact. But let me digress and make my point. I was shocked to find out that Miss Bland had actually had a lot of issues with the police, had a lot of run-ins with the police. You know, she actually had made a lot of videos. She had recently started posting videos this year that included actually talking about police brutality against black people. Wow. You know, she actually posted something once that said, like, in the news, you know, I've seen of late you can stand there, surrender to cops, and still be killed. This was one of her posts.
How ironic.
She was actually described as a civil rights activist in Chicago.
Right.
And she was definitely a part of the Black Lives Matter campaign. And so this wasn't just when we first heard about it, we heard about it as just a traffic violation. She was stopped for a traffic violation. This is much bigger than that. This is way, way bigger than that. And so tonight the topic is, you know, definitely Sandra Bland, but we're talking about death by hanging in a state in the United States of America. You can still possibly be hung. She didn't hang herself. Get out of here. Did you see? You see all
absolutely
pictures
not
she posted on Google? If you Google Sandra Bland right now, she does not look like someone who was suicidal.
And you know what else, though? The thing that stands out to me about, well, in the instance of thinking that she did not commit suicide, is because, like I was telling you, I think Hot Chocolate, I had watched some videos. It's numerous videos on YouTube. You know, some people trying to debunk the suicide, others trying to back it. But the actual tape that I watched was, like, over 2 hours long. And it pretty much showed her sitting, waiting for intake, and they had already put the uniform on her, which she had on, like, this magenta-colored top but orange bottoms. But then if you look at the mugshot they took of her, she had on an orange top. So it's like, in certain angles, it looked like it was another woman that was walking back and forth, and not as small as Sandra was, because she was tall. But she wasn't, you know, thick. She was a
right.
Tall,
she wasn't a statue.
Woman.
She wasn't right. She wasn't a statuesque woman. She was tall and slim.
Right, and then so you go from the video where you see her talking to someone. You can't tell who she's talking to, but it has to be like a deputy or something, because all the other inmates are in the cell. And then you see them where they take her back to whichever cell they take her back to. I think it's cell 16. And then you never see anybody else go back there for a nice amount of time. And then that's when everybody rushes in with the gurney and, you know, and the EMTs.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we want to invite you into the conversation, and we just want to share a different perspective on this thing. You know, we always come at stuff sideways. You know, on this show anyway, because I think there's always, you know, four and five sides to a story. This is one of the key points that people really, I don't think, understand in this situation. They knew Sandra Bland.
Right.
Right. They knew knew Sandra Bland. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's 9:20. Coming up, we have a special guest tonight, Mr. Colin Calvin. I almost messed it up there. I'm known for that. Mr. Colin Calvin, special guest, stop and pass. He's written a few books, but he is a guest speaker at one of the most, I'm going to say, most powerful events coming up that you don't want to miss. If you are in the Tampa Bay area, specifically Clearwater, October the 10th, meet myself and Mr. Colin Calvin out at the Marriott, the Marriott Suites. I know that much. I'm going to stop right there. It's in Clearwater. He'll tell you more about it. We'll be right back. This is the Social Lab, T. Muhammad Radio.
It's official. My Brother's Keepers presents its first annual Men's Empowerment Conference. Mentorship is the key to change. Each one, teach one is not just a cliche. It's our life. Expanding territory is the theme, and you don't want to miss this opportunity to grow in all areas. October the 10th at Clearwater Beach Marriott Suites on Sand Key. Experience the strength of unity in a new, fun way and rediscover the path to success at this event of excellence. There will be panel speakers from all walks of life that have won and want to share proven strategies to help you in whatever you aspire to accomplish. Register now at keepersinternational.org. And if you mention you heard it on TM Hyman Radio Live, you'll receive a free gift. Expanding Territories Men's Conference. Log on to keepersinternational.org today.
Got to tell her again, and if she wants to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer. Now what's the plan now? Wind it to your gem now, girl. I'm just saying now, give me yeah now. Oh, you a fan now? Tell 'em how I ran down. So tell your friends how I made you say ooh damn wow.
Rock bottom like we wrestling. Best seat in the house, get your mezzanine. On my face, give me taste of the medicine. Now, baby,
just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill it like a murderer.
TM Hyman Radio Live. You tuned in with the illest internet radio show in the land right now. It's 9 Deuce Fever, or 925 for those that can't read between the lines.
Can't speak.
You know what I'm saying? Who don't speak the language? It's 9 Deuce Fever out here, man. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Anyway, yo, we talking about the Sandra Bland thing. And, you know, I was going to give my 2 cents real quick. Do I feel it's suicide or murder? I have a hard time believing, as was previously stated, that it was any kind of suicidal tendencies. I saw some videos myself about how she felt like throughout the traffic stop, her shoulder got broke and all this stuff like that. So you got a broke shoulder, how you going to string yourself up in a cell on it? But I digress. You know, to be hung or to be considered to be hung in 2015 is an alarming thing to have to consider. And as we talked about before, somebody's Google Hangout is ringing. And as we talked about before, right, we talked about before, it could have been anybody. I have a sister, you know, I have a daughter now. You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, you got to consider all the whole situation in the grand scheme of it all. But, you know, it clearly, to me, it just clearly shows the further state that this country has been turning into of the devaluing of human lives, and more specifically, African-American lives. And like I said, can't point a finger because, you know, it hasn't been any blame placed. But I'll place it anyway on them. So with that, I'll leave that where it is, and I'm pretty sure we can expound more on that later on in the show. But we want to bring on our guest for right now. He's one of the keynote speakers for the Men Expanding Territory event that's going on, Mr. Colin Calvin. Welcome to the show, good brother.
Yes, sir.
And thank you for your time gracing us with your presence.
Absolutely. And thank you for having me. You had it right the first time, Calvin Colin.
Yes, sir.
Now, see, you messed it up, Sage. See,
yes, sir. You had it right the first time.
Listen. I'm looking at what was written down on the description of the show. It says, "Get Mr. Colin Calvin."
That's exactly how it was provided, and so I'm thinking that's a military thing where
you put your last name first.
Calls brothers by, you know, that's a military thing. So much respect.
But you know, Keith did warn us.
Welcome
he did warn us. Good. It's all good.
Well, I apologize, brother.
No,
it's all good, sir.
Mr. Calvin Colin is a two-time self-published author with a book on leadership, another book for new Christians and their walk. 20-year veteran of the U.S. Army and originally from New Orleans. Again, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You are participating at this mega event, I'm going to call it, because the speakers are phenomenal, strong brothers representing the kingdom of God. Tell us about your participation and why you are participating in Clearwater on October the 10th.
Yes, sir. Well, again, I can't emphasize enough how honored I am to be on your show. Brother Keith Solomon, Minister Keith Solomon, contacted me a few months ago. We used to work together, and we used to speak into each other's lives. The one thing that you know, he always appreciated about me is I always kept it real and always stayed at the foot of the cross. I've been through a lot of things in my life that's gotten me to where I am. You know, by no means am I perfect. I've got my set of failures, but God has allowed me to use those failures to his good and his glory. There's a lot of men in this world that are hurt, and this conference right here is going to bring forth the presence of God that I guarantee you has never been witnessed before in any church, in any conference, in the United States or around the world. I'm hoping. I have great expectations for anybody that's going to come out. God is going to manifest himself. You know, bring your highest expectation and just watch what happens. Watch what happens. I'm so excited.
When we think of conferences today, I think of people lecturing, you know, I'm bored to death. What is going to be different about this compared to other conferences that are going on all over America? People are crisscrossing America with conferences. What's the differentiator here?
Well, I think what's going to be different with us is you have a group of brothers, a group of men, that we teach on the level of the audience. A lot of times when you go to these different conferences, people want to throw their PhDs and their high education and use big words, and you truly don't get an understanding of who God is with that. But we're going to give it to you raw. We're going to give it to you real. Many of us are from the streets. Many of us, you know, we have different backgrounds that we've came out of, but we're going to take our lives and we're going to inject that into the lives of the audience so they'll understand that what we're talking about is real. All of us, all the men of God that are represented, we lay before God, we give him our all, we're in complete surrender, and thereby, as a result, you're going to get God and all of God. That's the difference.
What piece of advice would you give a young man who's down on his luck right now, unemployed, child support, with no way to pay child support, facing jail because I can't pay child support because I'm unemployed? What do you have for me as encouragement?
Well, the one thing that I would say to them, I mean, I was that man. I can tell you that a lot of times, well, we don't realize as a society, when you look at the incarceration rates and you see the things that are going on, our men are hurting. They're struggling. There is no textbook on how to be a father. There is no textbook on how to be a man. So a lot of times we have to learn by on-the-job training, if you would. And what I try to get people to do is find a mentor in your life. If there's one thing that you're going to understand come this conference, it's going to be that the devil wants three things out of every man. He wants the man's identity, he wants their intelligence, and he wants their influence. And we're going to talk about those things. But each and every man has the authority to govern their own life. And a lot of times we don't know how to govern because we've not been taught that. And I would just encourage that person that can't pay child support, or that young man that might be incarcerated, or that person that might be going through hell and high water in their life right now, to truly understand that, listen, God's got you covered. Yes, you might have had some setbacks. You might have made some mistakes. You might have fell at some point in your life. You might be broken, as I was broken. I was shattered. And that's what people don't understand. I'm going to be speaking from a place of my weakness and my brokenness. But I say to those brothers, mount up with wings of eagles. Take your rightful place as a kingdom citizen and be the mighty man of valor that God has called, purposed, and planned for you to be. Mm.
Fellas, meet Calvin, Colin, and myself October the 10th, Marriott Suites, Sand Key, Clearwater Beach, Florida. Log on to www.keepersinternational.org. Mr. Colin, I'll see you in Clearwater.
Yes, sir. You be safe. Much love to all of you. Enjoy yourselves.
God bless.
Thank you.
My Brother's Keeper presents its first annual Men's Empowerment Conference. Mentorship opens the door to the future. Each one teach one. Join us October the 10th at Clearwater Beach Marriott Suites on Sand Key. There will be a panel of guest speakers from all walks of life that are winning and want to share proven strategies to help you. Register now at keepersinternational.org. Expanding Territory Men's Conference. Log on today. keepersinternational.org.
Estelle.
Yeah.
Breezy.
Sugar. Can I say some
shit?
Oh yeah, Bloodwine. But I mean, it's been that way for a minute, so. Who's on the beat? Who's that again?
David Banner.
Everybody know me up in here.
The sound scan, I left with 3 million rand. So I don't want to pound it, unless we talking pound. Yeah, I take euro, plural, and tell your girl.
Yeah, just like Jay said, I'm everywhere. You're asking where I've been, and you ain't even there. Hashtag you care, I said I know you care. A passport stamp here and there, yes you care. Double booking shows and now I turn them down, I turn them down. Gotta get this album out, so Kevin says to slow it down. But I ain't slowing down, I only know speed. Jeanette Quakey, you run this rhythm thing.
If you don't see me, better know that I'm getting my way.
Yo, TM Hyman Radio Live. It's 9:37 p.m. here on the East Coast. It's 6:37 on the West Coast. Everybody in the middle, figure it out. And look, tonight it is Hump Day Wednesday.
Well, that's
we're
right.
Also talking about Sandra Bland tonight. And just going from our perspective, from the things that we research versus the things that the media put out forthright. So we're just covering, you know, those bases, because yeah, they said she hung herself with a trash bag in her cell. But I find that to be very interesting, because I've never been locked up myself, surprisingly, right?
Not surprising.
Never. Right. They are supposed to, they normally take stuff away from inmates, you know, keep things out that they could hurt themselves with, you know.
Number one, yes.
Hence why they changed them from their normal clothes into the, you know, state-issued uniform or federal-issued uniform.
True.
So I just found that really interesting. How you going to leave a little trash bag? That was a tall woman.
And how is the trash bag going to hold the weight of an alleged female of her height? She may not have been that heavy, but yes,
right.
She was tall. And if she's hanging, then that means the body
her
weight
feet would
is
have been
pulling
on the
downward with gravity. And why wouldn't the bag break? And a jail issue trash bag at that? I can't get my Glad bags at home to keep trash in them.
This is the reality. The reality
exactly.
is you would not have access a trash bag.
A trash bag. Absolutely
yeah.
not.
You just would not. And so I want to just clarify something, because I think when I spoke of Sandra and Annette Bland, you know, before the break, I gave a description of really her advocacy.
Right.
But I want to just double back and first say that she was a college graduate. She had a degree in agriculture. And so, you know, I first said that she was a civil rights activist and a part of the Black Lives Matter campaign. But, you know, I wasn't trying to state anything but the fact that they knew her.
Right.
Right.
That was the whole point. So I want to say, one, college graduate, you know, she was an advocate for her community. Like I'm an advocate for my community. And,
right.
and, like, I encourage other young people to be advocates for their community. But the reality is this, depending on what part of this country you're in, your advocacy could bring you some attention that may not be too positive.
Right. But that's
and I think that was the case in this situation with Miss Sandra and Annette Bland. If you want to weigh in, we want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. You have to press 1 on your dial pad for us to bring you in to the conversation for a comment. It's 6:40 out there in Santa Ana, California. What up, Joe Smith? Miss Kim, it is 9:40 here in Atlanta. Hotlanta popping.
Why do I laugh every time you say it? I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh. Hello, Joe. Hello, Kiss.
My peoples.
Yay. Mm-hmm. Good job.
You know what? Civil rights, I think, has become more visible today than it was yesterday because of social media, because of technology, more visible today, but it's less potent today.
Okay.
That's very profound. It is. I think everything is more visible in the way of our rights, whether it's just to speak or whether it's the violation of our rights. They're brought more to the forefront, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because of social media.
This trooper, let's bring it back to this trooper, which the New York Times or the L.A. Times or the Washington Post, one of them, I don't want to misquote, but one of those sources, because I only follow those major ones, one of those sources actually stated that they thought the trooper that actually stopped Sandra Bland was the catalyst to her death.
Right.
And so let's talk a little bit about the trooper, because unlike the gentleman who killed Michael Brown, we really didn't hear a whole lot about Brian Enesian. I don't know how to pronounce it. Is it Encina?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what it looks like. Brian Encina, who was, 30 years old at the time of this incident. I mean, which says to me, young dude, right? Texas A&M University, and so he was from the big state of Texas.
Right.
Now, I don't know if he knew her or not, but he was also a graduate with an agricultural leadership and development degree. So I find it interesting, unless everybody out in Texas just get degrees in agriculture.
Right.
I find it interesting that, you know, they both had the same type of backgrounds, if you will. Did he know her?
Well, see, how could he even know her?
I know one thing. The one thing to me that was profound about this whole situation that you didn't hear a lot about in the news was the comment he made, "I will light you up."
Yep.
Right. And it was, you know, it's crazy, though. Like, what I saw from that particular video was nothing but ego. Because when he asked her to put out a cigarette, first of all, there was no need for that because she was inside her car. She wasn't blowing it in his face. And then
was it frustration and fury because he knew her?
See, I don't think he knew her, but I think they knew of her. Like when they ran her name or whatever.
That's all I'm
somebody
saying.
Probably was like,
that's all I'm saying.
Oh, that's that.
I
got you.
To me, it seemed like a position of power. Like he was trying to exercise his authority over her right then to, you know, I guess, quote unquote, show her who's the boss and make her be submissive to him in that fact. And she didn't have to put the cigarette out because you're exactly right, Tilo. She was in her vehicle and she wasn't blowing it in his face or anything malicious, intenting like that. So
okay,
why did she have to put it out?
What do you mean she didn't have to put it out?
She didn't have to put it, she was in her car.
With a gun pointing at her.
Okay, now,
legally, she wasn't breaking any laws. That's what I mean. She was in her vehicle. She had the right to smoke a cigarette in her vehicle if she wanted to, and he just made her put it out being a bully.
Right.
to me.
Right. Be a bully. Exactly.
Keep in mind, when he was asking her that, he wasn't asking her that because he was about to put handcuffs on her. The door was still closed. She's still inside the car. He's still supposed to be running her information. So she wasn't under arrest. You know what I mean? So in that instance, that's why she wasn't wrong for putting it out or even questioning it. I think it was other judges that came out and were like, yeah, no, that wasn't against the law for her to say no. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't think she didn't even have to give him.
She wasn't rude when she said no either. She wasn't rude or disrespectful.
You know, I just.
So in 2015, as two black women, just as Sandra Bland, that the police may know of because of your advocacy in the community.
But does advocacy really...
Hold on, I didn't finish my question.
Oh, excuse me.
You get stopped by the police. How do you respond? Because at this point in the game, it's not just about black men. And it's about, I think, and I'm not even sure it's about black people. Because we've seen situations where people that weren't black got treated the same way, very indecent and very, handled, just, come on, mishandled. But
I'm not even going to lie.
How do you respond with the profile?
When I've been stopped before for traffic violations here in Itty Bitty Plant City, as we so affectionately call it. Everything I do with intent, and I ask for permission just so that I'm not mistaken, because the Itty Bitty Plant City is just that. We're a very, very small rural farming town. It's not even a city. We don't have a mass transit system. We don't have a mall. So our police force has grown from a time when I didn't even live here, when my mother was living here before the rest of our family relocated, and the police force had maybe 4 vehicles.
Wow.
Oh, so they know they outnumbered, so they're going to shoot an N-word dead.
Absolutely, without the blink of an eye or without a second thought. So it's grown substantially since, I relocated here almost 10 years ago, but the small town mentality is still the same, and they're outnumbered. So it doesn't feel like it's a situation where they're there to protect and serve. It feels like a situation where they're trying to exercise their power, and it's not always done in a friendly manner. So just for me to protect myself, being the black outspoken woman that I know I can be, I bring it down a few notches. And I bring it down a few notches simply because I value my life, and I know that, just to be quite honest, they're trigger happy.
Absolutely. But ladies and gentlemen, it's 9:49. We're going to pause for the calls. Come right back. Talk to you on the other side of this. Dream Falsetto.
Calling last night of Luke.
Conference. Mentorship opens the door to the future. Each one teach one. Join us October the 10th at Clearwater Beach Marriott Suites on Sand Key. There will be a panel of guest speakers from all walks of life that are winning and want to share proven strategies to help you. Register now at keepersinternational.org. Expanding Territory Men's Conference. Log on today. keepersinternational.org.
954, where I am here in Atlanta. What's up, everybody? Thanks for joining us tonight, Hump Day Wednesday, trying to get over this hump. Topic's been Sandra Bland, death by hanging in Texas, suicide or murder. We definitely don't think it was a suicide. Hey, before I go any further, man, listen, I've been back and forth, like doing the show and trying to get my people on of this Republican presidential debate. Yo, Donald Trump is wild. Yo, he be frying
them.
He be frying
out of control. He is really out of control.
Yo, he looked to the dude and said, you shouldn't even be up here with us. And then he doubled back. The dude came back at him. He doubled back to Ron Paul. Ron Paul said, you're just not nice. You joke people, short, tall, fat, thin. He said, I haven't joked you and how you look, even though you have a lot of reasons for me to.
Wow.
Imagine Donald Trump is our president. Oh, my goodness.
No. I'm not comfortable with him having his hand on the button. And that was one of the questions.
Right?
Yeah, no.
No one wanted to end this yet of Donald Trump. No one wanted to say, I don't trust him. We don't trust his ass.
Sure don't.
Not with the nuclear button. He's too much of a hothead. Get out. And we're back on Friday, 9 p.m., Friday Night Cypher. Maybe Madam CeeLo Boston will pull out some of those poems. Hey, Boston's working on a book, y'all. Hey, hit us up, Team Hyman Ready 5. Encourage her. Follow her, Madam Boston, on Twitter, along with Very Hot Chalk on Twitter and myself, TM Hyman.
Right.
Hey, listen, we're trying to get our products on. All new. The Social Lab, live from Atlanta. And y'all know, listen, they make money in Atlanta. That's why we moved here.
That's right.
Thanks.
As soon as my room ready, I'm coming there. Just let me know.
Go buy a house. You better just go buy a damn house. Get out of there.
Oh, man.
And they're dirt cheap in the A, baby. You can get you some good land and good property in the A.
That's all I'm saying. Let's come on.
Yes.
We're getting our money up. Buy property. Hey. My point tonight from this whole Sandra Bland situation as it relates to black women, they may not have known her, but I'm absolutely positive they knew of her, and her profile and her disposition didn't help. I'll repeat again, her profile and her disposition didn't help. I saw a woman who was pretty aggressive towards a police officer who was aggressive towards her.
Right.
This is what I'm saying, black women. This is what I'm saying, black people specifically. Not because I'm singling out anybody else, but because you're my people, and we have to know what to do and what not to do. We cannot get huffy and puffy and give people reasons to assert authority when no one else is around. See, we can break bad when we got somebody else with us. But it is not cool to break bad and you don't have nobody that can at least be a witness.
No.
When you don't have a witness, I need you to shut your damn mouth.
I need you to stand down, turn down, and not provide a reason for somebody to put you in a situation where they have overexerted their authority. I've seen it happen too many times.
Too many times.
I've seen women get slapped in the face, punched in the mouth. Why? Because she didn't shut her mouth.
Because you know what? Technology is not even going to be on your side. As much technology as we have surrounding us right now, it's not on your side.
I'm not saying anything but what I just said. You should not break bad if you don't have somebody that can have your back, in the worst case scenario, at least be a witness. You better wait till your peoples come to break bad. Just shut up. Don't say nothing.
Let me say this, that for a very long time, because when I lived in Virginia, I used to get stopped all the time. I now understand why, but that's a whole other reason in the other show. But what I would do is I would call my father and put the phone in the seat for the whole time, and I have been doing that ever since I was a teenager. So, you know, if you don't have somebody in the car with you and you are being stopped, call someone that you know is going to answer the phone. Get in the habit of doing that so you can have some, because they don't always, they don't always have good officers.
They
online.
Come in the presence of authority, folks. Wait till your peoples get there before you pop off. I'm just saying. I'm trying to help you. Hey, we're back on Friday, 9 p.m. We up out of here. Hey, take us home.
Yeah, whatever you do, do it well. Check y'all out on Friday. Love y'all.
We are that crew, that team, that network here in the Social Lab, CM Connor Radio. See you on Friday. Everybody have a great night.